KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning, I'm Marissa Hubdy, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services, Inc. or call 712-764-6000. Storms moving across Iowa knocked out power for several thousand people and damaged trees and a few farm buildings. The National Weather Service says wind gusts were recorded between 60 and 70 miles per hour in several locations, and several tornado warnings were issued Monday afternoon. MidAmerican Energy says nearly 8,000 utility customers remained without power Monday afternoon. The biggest outage of about 6,200 people was in Council Bluffs. In western Iowa, the wind knocked over a grain dryer at the West Central Co-op in Audubon and broke a gas line. So the Audubon County Sheriff's Office closed Highway 71 for a couple of hours and evacuated some nearby buildings. Flooding was also a problem in Atlantic and other areas that had received significant rain before Monday's storm. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Patrons of the Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbolton school districts will head to the polls today to vote on whether or not to seal the deal on reorganization. For the past several years, the districts have shared a superintendent, buildings, classes, and more. Today, voters will be asked to consolidate the two districts. Superintendent Dean Schnoes has previously stated that financial pressure from the state is one reason for the districts to merge. Increased educational opportunities are another motivating factor. In previous interviews with KJAN, Schnoes said the current facilities in both districts will stay the same, and property owners would see a reduction into their property taxes for 3 years as a result of consolidation. The general fund property tax would be reduced by $1 per $1,000 of assessed valuation in the first year of reorganization, 60 cents per thousand the next year, and 30 cents the third year. Consolidation is nothing new for the districts separately. More than 40 years ago, the Brayton and Exira schools merged. Elkhorn and Kimbolton combined years later. Other area school districts that have undergone reorganization over the past few years include the Nishna Valley and Malvern districts, which became the East Mills Community School District in 2011, IKM and Manning, and Anita and Cumberland Messina. Iowa Congressman Tom Latham and Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey announced Monday that they will be visiting Cass County on Monday, July 1st. Northey and Latham will tour the new Design Technology Center at the Cass County campus of Iowa Western Community College, located at 705 Walnut Street here in Atlantic. The visit is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. Latham is a farmer and former small business owner from Clive. He represents Iowa's 3rd District in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a senior member of the House Appropriations Committee and serves as chairman of the Subcommittee on Transportation and Housing and Urban Development, and also sits on the subcommittees on agriculture and homeland security. Northey, a corn and soybean farmer from Spirit Lake, is serving his 2nd term as Secretary of Agriculture. His priorities as Secretary of Agriculture are promoting the use of science and new technologies to better care for our air, soil, and water, and reaching out to tell the story of Iowa agriculture. Montgomery County law officers conducted a traffic stop on Monday and arrested 21-year-old Dustin James Danick of Red Oak. Officers stopped Danick in the 500 block of North 7th Street and, upon investigating, charged him with possession of drug paraphernalia and driving while suspended. Danick was transported to the Montgomery County Law Center and held on $300 bond. Patrons of the Riverside School District will head to the polls for the 5th time today to cast their ballot on a $15.1 million bond issue to be used for the construction of a $22 million building for for grades 7 through 12 on land purchased by the district at the intersection of U.S. Highways 59 and 6. Officials with the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office say if approved, the bond would raise taxes in the district by $2.70 per $1,000 of taxable valuation, or about $124 for a house assessed at $100,000. The last time a bond issue for new facilities was before the voters was December 4th. At that time, it received 59.1% of the vote, just 13 yes ballots short of passage. Bond votes in Iowa require a 60% supermajority. A minimum of 6 months must pass between votes. A new hydroelectricity plant to be built at Red Rock Reservoir is expected to provide enough power for 18,000 homes. Officials say construction is scheduled to begin early next year on the $260 million project. The reservoir sits about 4 miles north of Knoxville in south-central Iowa. The Des Moines Register says Missouri River Energy Services will develop the plant by installing turbines at the current dam on the Des Moines River. Missouri River Energy Services is a consortium based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That includes municipal utilities from Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota. The new plant is expected to be ready for operation in late 2016. Governor Terry Branstad is defending his decision to veto some funding for public safety pensions and mental health services. He says he vetoed a provision backed by the General Assembly to put about $91 million into the Public Safety Retirement Fund because he wants to see changes to the system. He also vetoed a plan to provide $13 million to counties for mental health services as they transition to a new regional system. Des Moines has another option for paying off nearly $40 million the courts say it owes utility ratepayers who were charged excess franchise fees by the city. Governor Terry Branstad last week signed a bill that permits the city to ask voters to okay an increase in the fee charged electricity and gas customers of MidAmerican Energy to 7.5% from the current 5%. In funeral announcements this morning, Sharon Campbell, 60, of Atlantic, died Saturday, June 22nd at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Sharon Campbell will be held 11 a.m. Wednesday, June 26th in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Beeman, 78, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th at the Greenfield Manor. Memorial service for Richard Beeman will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, June 27th at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. Wanda Jensen, 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday, June 23rd at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Wanda Jensen will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, June 27th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Dorothy Ann Becker, 71, of Ames and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday, June 20th at the Israel Hospice House in Ames. Services for Dorothy Ann Becker will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, June 27th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gerald Bowman, 89, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday, June 23rd at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Gerald Bowman will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, June 29th at First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Max Jacobson, 82, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield for Max Jacobson. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency.